All right. Switch my order a little bit and got myself invited. If I get out of order, I always get messed up. Psalm 6. Psalm chapter 6. I actually sang four songs. We added in Sweet Hour of Prayer. Psalm chapter 6. I'm going to start at verse 1. We're in the series, Things We Don't Know, still. Last week, we talked about why things we don't know, why they happen, bad things. We did that for a couple weeks in a row, and last week was things we won't know till heaven that happened for bad, that happened that were bad. And this is things we don't know, number 4, and this is how long. Things we don't know, how long. Psalm 6:1, O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. How long my soul shall be, my soul is also sore vexed, but thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul, O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee, in the grave who shall give thee thanks? I am weary of my groaning. All the night I make my bed to swim. I water my couch with tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of mine enemies. Let me stop there, and we'll talk a little bit. Let's pray. Lord, speak to us, Father, and help us understand your precepts and your commandments and your word on how long. May the Spirit of God be our teacher. May he give us the insight we need. May we get some peace and calming for some souls that are maybe a little impatient as we get sometimes. We just need your Spirit. We ask you specifically to speak now through your word and empower thy word in a great way tonight. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. In case you say, boy, that's a familiar psalm. We read this psalm Sunday night. We preach in this psalm Sunday night. And we talked Sunday night. Who can tell me? It starts in... verse 2. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. Anybody remember what we talked about on Sunday night out of that verse? Lord, help me. And do you remember something else there, Nathan? What do you remember? Help me because. And the reasons. And why the Lord should help you. And good. And that's what it was about. Why? And just some things. Now, this is the amazing thing about the Word of God. We're in the same chapter. We're in a verse right next to that, and really the same verse and in the same section, because the Bible is so incredibly deep. There's so much in the Word of God. In Psalm 6, we could preach 5 sermons in 12 verses. You know, it's there's so much in the Word of God, of course. And so now we're talking in verse 3, my soul is sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? In this chapter, he is hurting. He's struggling. And he says, Lord, how long am I going to be in this? Now, I want you to understand, he is confident that it's going to be fine in the end. Look at verse 9. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. So he says, you know what? I know God's heard my prayer and it's going to be okay. But Lord, how long before you answer this prayer? How long before you come to my help here? How long? I tell you this, there are some people who don't believe God. Some people who don't follow God simply because they want instant. They don't want to bake the potato. They want it to be already mashed. And that's just the way they think. If it's not happening right now, God is not fair. I prayed about it, nothing happened. I waited for this thing, nothing happened. This bad thing kept happening to me over and over, and I'm now whatever years old, and this bad thing's happened to me. How long, O Lord? These people continue to serve God. We'll read a lot of scripture tonight out of Psalms, and you'll find out these people that were saying, Lord, how long this is going on? I'm troubled, I'm weary, I'm tired, I'm dying. How long, Lord? But then they'd say, but the morning's coming. I trust you, Lord. Just hurry and do this thing. And the how long is very common in the Bible. Now, sometimes in the Bible, we know how long. We know how long. I'll just read you in other passages, not here, but I'll just read a couple of passages where God just tells you how long in some situations. For example, Isaiah is told to preach in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 11. Then said I, O Lord, Lord, how long? How long am I supposed to preach for? And he answered, until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. So he says, that's how long you're going to preach for. And so sometimes we say, how long am I going to have to do this, God? And God says, this is how long. And he kind of know, this is how long this is going to last. Daniel wanted to know how long in Daniel chapter 12. And in verse 6, it says, and one said unto the man clotheth linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, that it shall be for a time and times and a half, 3.5 years. And when he shall accomplish to scatter the power of the holy people, and all these things shall be finished. So there's a time period there. When a woman is pregnant, she doesn't have to say, oh Lord, how long? She knows roughly, barring anything strange, it'll be 40 weeks. Actually, not 9 months, if you didn't know that. They say 9 months, but it's usually 9 months from when they know they're pregnant. And you got 9 months. And so you say, and it might be 8 months or whatever, but you got a kind of a ballpark there. Can you imagine if a lady got pregnant and it could be a month or 14 years? Can you imagine? And how long, oh Lord? So it's nice to be kind of know. It's not, I mean, at least we kind of got an idea this will be over at a certain period of time. It's a problem is when we, by the way, if it was 14 years, everybody'd have one kid, and that'd be it. And the husband would be, hey, this is fine, but the women, I don't know about that. But the how long when we don't know is a lot harder. The how long when we're saying, how long, Lord, is this going to last? When am I going to come into the blessings? When is this going to end? And sometimes people know, but there's a lot of times in the Bible when people are praying, a lot, you'll see how many verses, when they're saying, how long, O Lord? In this verse, my soul is sore vexed, but thou, O Lord, that's the end of the sentence, how long? Just how long is this going to last? A few things here. Number one, how long, just a few things they ask sometimes, how long will he hide from me? That's the Bible asks sometimes. How long will God hide from me? Verse 4, return, O Lord, deliver me. O save me for thy mercy's sake. He says, Lord, return to me. You've gone somewhere, and I don't know where you are. Let's look at chapter 10. And when we're speaking of how long. Verse 1, why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? So God is hiding himself, it looks like, in times of trouble. God is standing far off. And if you're honest, just for a second here, I believe God, I trust the Lord, but I tell you, there are times when God stands afar off, where it seems like God is not answering, God's not paying attention, God is distant from me. And I want to tell you this, it is not always when I'm just wicked. I've had periods of my life and I felt like I was right in the will of God and God was just standing far off. And I'll show you that biblically it happens. Sometimes it's phrased this, standing far off, hiding your face from us. He says, how long, Lord, are you going to do this? He says, why standest thou afar off? Why do you hide yourself? And so he says, Lord, how long are you going to do this? You do this to us sometimes. And how long is this going to last? Psalm 88. And there's other times when you're in prayer and you feel like your mouth is right at God's ear and he's answering and quickly and stuff. And so we pray that. How long? Psalm 88. Verse 14, Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thou thy face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die. From my youth up, while I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. And so he says, Lord, well, you're hiding your face from me, and how long are you going to do this for? Then Psalm 89, in verse 46, how long, Lord, wilt thou hide thyself forever? Shall thy wrath burn like a fire? Will you hide your face forever? Now, to those who've got this impression that God is our genie and he's just supposed to do things for us and bless us when we realize that God is God and he does whatever he hath pleased, and that we're his servants, and he can try us and prove us and do whatever he wants, you begin to trust the Lord a little more. And then when you get a little more experience in life and you don't just live in and get out of the self-centered, it's all about me points mindset, you realize that God can and is many times good that God stands far off and he puts us. Listen, I remember when I was going to kindergarten, and I was a messed up kid, remember, because everything, and I was going to kindergarten, and by the way, I was for K-4 and K-3 and K-2, and it's ridiculous, they're trying to get these kids, and by the way, the studies show that you get no educational benefit for going to preschool. It's just a way to make government more in control of our lives. It sounds so good. Yes, we need to have preschool for kids. We need to have pre-preschool. No. Let them be a kid and be at home and tumble around and learn and let mama teach them or something. And just, you don't need to do that. But I was in kindergarten and pretty insecure kid. And I remember going to class and I remember all the other kids were fine and distracted with the teacher and whatever they're doing. And I wasn't. I was like, this is a strange place and I'm very scared. And my mom said, okay, I'll stay here with you. And my mom was standing there and she stood behind me and I leaned against her legs. And I was just fine. And then she kind of bumped around a little bit, but I was still watching what was going on. It's fine because mom was there. And all of a sudden, the activity got done. I turned around and said something to my mom, and my mom had swapped me out for a teacher. And she was gone. Can you believe that? I still haven't recovered. And my mom, she was gone from the whole school. Oh, can you believe that? But you know what? I learned to be okay in kindergarten. You know, these parents nowadays, honestly, I know 20-year-olds who still sleep with their mom. 20-year-old, same gender, but just they're too messed up. And the mom wouldn't ever let them. You know what? You gotta be able to stand on your own here. I mean, I know people like that. And these kids are not ever pushed into anything. In the military, sometimes they drop a person off in the middle of the forest and say, you got to survive for a day. And there's a time when you say to your kid, okay, you're an adult now. And sometimes God steps out and says, I'm with you. I'm always helping you. But you know what? For a little while, I'm going to hide myself and just test and see how you do in this thing. Sometimes we bring it on by our sin where God stands afar off, but not always. And so God sometimes hides his face from us to see if we're going to keep on going. Listen, I can testify, when I started this church, I had years of that. The Lord did not seem at all interested in helping me. Just to be honest with you, I mean, I didn't see many blessings at all. Now, my heart beat and I breathed his air and my family was alive and praise the Lord, did a lot of good things. I'm just saying, God seemed pretty far off at the time. And you know what? I'm not going to get mad about that. That he's ever with me is amazing. I deserve nothing but hell. He should forsake me for today. You know what? He never leaves me nor forsakes me, but sometimes he's hiding around the corner where I can't see him. Sometimes a parent, when the kid gets too whiny or something, the kid just says, you know what? I'm going to go out of the room and close the door, and you're going to learn, and your crying is not going to do any good. You just stay in there until you're going to be happy. You know what? God can do that sometimes. And God can stand afar off. God can hide his face from us, and he does that. Look at Job. Job feels this very strongly, of course. And Job says some very profound things. Job 23. How long will God hide from me? How long will God not bless me, even though I seem like I'm doing the right thing? Job 23 and verse 8. Behold, I go forward, and he is not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. So, in other words, he looks to the left, and God jumps over to the right. Where is God? He's hiding from me. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. I know God's hiding his face from me. I know God is not. And so he says, I don't know why. And he says all throughout, I don't know why God's doing this. I don't know why these bad things are happening, but he says, you know what? God's far off. God is hiding from me. I cannot find him. But you know what? He's trying me by hiding from me. And when he's done, I'll come forth as gold. So why do you stand afar off? And how long, O Lord? And so I just want to say this. one of the things we don't know is how long. Matter of fact, usually if you know how long, here's the way we are as humans. If you know how long, what you generally do is you prepare yourself mentally and you're fine until that time comes. But if you get to that certain time and you thought something's going to happen, it doesn't happen, then you're really messed up. Like if tomorrow morning we decided, you know what, we're not going to eat till 3 o'clock, we could still ourselves prepare for it. But if we were expecting to eat breakfast, we'd be saying, how long before we get to eat? If we expected to eat at 3 and we didn't eat at 3, we'd say, oh, how long? We know a time period, but how long is very common in the Bible. And there's so many things that we don't know and God doesn't tell us. So you don't know how long you're going to suffer through this trial. You don't know how long God's going to hide his face from you. You don't know how long God's going to say, just keep on serving me. I'll answer. I'm here, but I'm not answering anything right now. I'm not blessing right now. I'm just standing afar off, and we're just going to see if you keep serving me. How long is this going to happen? Oh, about till it's done. When's that? I don't know. God didn't send me his calendar from heaven. You can just pray like they did. How long, O Lord? Are you going to hide your face from me? Number two, how long will the wicked prosper and I struggle? Let's go to Psalm here again. How long will the wicked prosper and I struggle? This is pretty common in Psalms, and it is pretty common in new Christians and people who serve the Lord in the first few years of serving the Lord, and sometimes all throughout our lives. Psalm 94, verse 3. Lord, how long shall the wicked, and this is verse 3 through 7. How long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord. They afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither that the God of Jacob require it. Pretty simple there. How long, Lord, are these bad people going to keep doing things? How long, Lord, is that bad person who's done terrible, terrible things? Listen, I used to bother me when I'd be in the projects in Chicago, and I'd see the drug dealers drive through, and they would drive nice cars. Real nice cars. And everybody just like, oh, look at them. Their music's making their noise. Everybody's looking at them, and they're gaudy and have all this money. Listen, I learned for too long. Check back in 2 years on those guys. They're with Bubba now. They're in a little cell. And their car is going up for auction. But you know what? I'm seeing them ruin lives, and I say, Lord, why are they so happy when they're doing wrong? Why am I struggling to pay my school bill and that guy's driving the ghetto car? And I'm in Bible college for you. So you can do that sometimes, and you can say, I'm doing the right thing. And you know what? There's a lot of wicked people who have a lot of nice things, i.e. Hollywood, and a lot of things like that. And so how long will the wicked prosper and I struggle? Let's look at Psalm 13. There's lots of Psalms we could read about this. It's very dangerous when you begin to covet and wish you were them. And the reason you'll do that is because you will not be patient and realize that this all comes to an end and things come to an end. But otherwise, you'll be saying, Lord, how long is this going to last? Psalm 13, verse 2. How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? And consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say I prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. How long, Lord, are you going to keep on letting them win and I lose when I'm serving you? Psalm 35, verse 19. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Let not them wink the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they open their mouth wide against me and say, Aha! And our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence, O Lord. Be not far from me. He's saying, Lord, please do something here. It's too long. You know what you got to do? You keep on going. You keep on going. Listen, I am preaching a sermon tomorrow in a chapel. One of the things I'm preaching on, I was looking up. I have some of my old buddies from my teenage years before I was a Christian are on Facebook and got back in contact with me. Most of them have to block everything they write. And one particular one, he was not a good guy, rough guy, and we were pretty good friends, and we did a lot of bad things together, and so, you know, his stuff wasn't good, and I didn't usually, you know, I kind of hit it and stuff, and I don't do much. I hardly ever post on Facebook anyway. But anyway, I found these guys by Facebook. That's why they're there, because that's why I got on Facebook, because I find my old friends, actually, so I could witness to them. This particular guy was a rough guy, crude guy, bad stuff. And then and by the way, one of my friends who left me when I started serving God, and I was serving the Lord and not running around and carousing and doing all that stuff anymore and not drinking and not partying, and him and all my other friends, except for one, still were. And boy, they laughed at me. Saturday night, I was getting ready for church tomorrow. Saturday night, they were doing what, you know, 17, 18-year-olds in the 80s did on Saturday night. And boy, they were having it fun, living it up. But, you know, about 2 years ago, his post started changing. He said, basically, my life is miserable. And then pretty soon his post changed to, you know what? I've got to admit this. My life's a complete wreck. I'm an alcoholic. And a very open post after post after post. I'm talking a little bit about this tomorrow to kids in the Christian school. And then nowadays, this guy hardly ever puts a post at a Bible verse. Talks about how sweet his life is, how good his life is. You know, I want to say this. You know, he's not the first one of my friends to find that out. But there was a lot of years where they were laughing at me. But most all of them are divorced. He's divorced. Most all of them have had messed up, hurting lives. Most of them have dealt with addictions. Most of them have been locked up. Except for one of them, me. But through 17 and 18, they look like they were having the time of their lives. And I look like I was at the time of my life. It just, they were prospering in a different way than I was. I was growing and learning. God was beating me up and making me into what he wanted me to be. And I was, and you know what I want to say? If you can just wait, living for God, the way the just is a shining light that shines more and more into the perfect day. And if you can wait long enough to the end, well, I've said this before, and it's the same, it's been in my mind a lot in the last couple years, is eternity is a very long time. And if in the worst case scenario, if the government changes and people start killing us and beating us up, and it looks like they all win, and this becomes an anti-God, anti-Christian nation, and it looks like they win in every area, and this nation forsakes God and says God's a myth and mocks God, eternity is a real long time for us to say, I was right. And so you got to be patient. Psalm 73 is a very famous psalm, and I don't want to go through the whole chapter, but Asaph, a godly man, almost quit serving God because he was doing right, but he was struggling and the wicked were prospering. And it's very dangerous if you don't have the patience to see the end. Psalm 73, verse 2, "But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious of the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in death, but their strength is firm. They don't have trouble as other men. They're not plagued like other men. And their pride compasses them about," and so forth. He was very troubled with this. Verse 13, "Verily I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. Why did I do all this? I'm not being blessed anyway," he says. And then down to verse 14, he says, "For all the days they long have I been plagued and chastened every morning." Hey, this guy's serving God and his life is going terrible at this time. Every morning I'm plagued and chastened and beat up by God. He says, "That's my life, and these guys are just living up and partying." And he says, "I almost ruined my life, almost fell away from God." He says, "So close, because I couldn't wait for the end." But look at verse 17. "Until I went to the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou cast them down to destruction." Can I tell you this? You look at these young guys nowadays, and these fools like Justin Bieber, who gets arrested all the time this week, but he's driving a Lamborghini. You ever seen how miserable famous people are if they make it to 70? They're a miserable bunch after the 37th surgery and 18th divorce and they're depressed and they're on 18. You listen, you can go ahead and if you'd have been in the 80s and early 90s, you'd have thought, oh, Michael Jackson hasn't made. No, he didn't. When he died, you know how many antidepressants and sleeping pills and everything else he's taken because he's so miserable and didn't like life? You know how many of those people are like, I want to tell you, the wicked, the way of a transgressor is hard. And we go through a different kind of trouble. We go through attacks of Satan. It's the Christian life's not for wimps, and you won't make it if you're a wimp. But I want to say this. How long, O Lord, until the wicked don't prosper anymore and I start doing good? You don't know. I say now, my life's wonderful. My life's great. I love a lot. I love life every day. It's better than I deserve. And really, I have so many blessings to be thankful for. There were times when it was... If I'd have known what my life was like right now, I would have went through all those things gladly again. But when I say this, you got to be patient and say, you know what? Even though some unsaved people, even though my family, my friends are mocking me and they're doing fine and they're not serving God, you know what? This thing is going to go on for a few years. And you know what? I'm going to wait on God. How long is it going to take before I start being blessed for my good decisions? I don't know. How long for the people who are doing rotten things to me and treat me bad are going to be cursed and bad things happen to them? Don't know. No idea. How long, O Lord, is the question. And the lesson is, there's some things we don't know. We don't know how long. But I know if you keep doing right, eventually, if you keep planting good seeds, good crops come up. In due season, we shall reap if we faint not. I do know if you plant bad seeds, it might be fun for a little while, but I know bad crops come up. How long? In due season. How long's that? Not like pregnancy. We don't know. There's no time. It might be 10 years. Might be 10 years. Might be 2 months. We don't know. I just know that we need to be patient and wait on God. We said, number one, how long will he hide from me? How long will the wicked prosper? Number three, how long will God be angry with me? Psalm chapter 80. This is prayed also in the Bible. Psalm chapter 80 and verse 4. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Thou feedest them with the bread of tears. Thou givest them tears to drink in great measure. How long, God? Now, in this chapter and other spots, he says, God, I know we deserve this, but how long are we going to be suffering through this? Psalm 85. Psalm 85 and verse 5. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again that thy people may rejoice? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. Listen, son who do wrong, and whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. And there's a certain period of time where you're gonna get your comeuppance, you're gonna get punished for what you did. How long does it last? How long, O Lord, am I going to go through this? So look, there's all kinds of stories in the Bible, a 70-year period for a nation, a 40-year period for another nation. There is periods of 3 days of punishment. There was all kinds of different periods. You don't know what God has ordained for punishment. Many times he cut it short because people prayed for mercy, and God did that. We don't really know it. We don't know exactly when God's going to say it's enough. How long am I going to suffer for my bad decisions of the past? It's a how long, O Lord? There's no answer in these questions. You understand, the Bible asks a question, but it doesn't give the answer. How long, O Lord, will thou do this? How long, O Lord, will you do this? It's just a prayer of a heart of a person saying, how long, Lord? And I'm just telling you, the message is there are many things we don't know, and one of them is how long things are going to last. So what do? You stay faithful until it turns, because it turns. It turns. I know in my life, I really started seeing all the blessings of good decisions a year and a half after I started making good decisions. But for the first year and a half, you know what I did? I reaped for all the decisions I'd made the last 16 years of my life. And if a year and a half of good making good, solid decisions, all of a sudden, this is good. I'm reaping benefits. This is good. And they started going and going. And by the way, after 2-3 years as a Christian, I wasn't reaping any bad benefits. I was planting good crops, and good crops are growing up, but I was at first reaping that. And it's different for everybody. God can be merciful, and he knows you can't handle it, and he may just turn it right around and just bless you. Well, how long does that take? I don't know. It just depends on what God wants to do. There's many things we don't know. I remember hearing about a parent who finally realized how bad their parenting was at this moment. They were a counter, which is what good parents don't do. Get off that chair. Get off of that chair. I say get off that chair. I'm going to spank you if you don't get off that chair. All right, I'm counting. One, two, two and a half, two and three quarters. Okay, they disobeyed you about 16 times so far. When you say get off the chair, when they didn't obey, you should have got off your chair. That's the problem. It's called laziness. And this person told me, when they realized they were being a bad parent, they said they were counting on their child, and their child was sitting there disobeying them, and they were counting, and the child looks at them and says, "What number are you counting to again?" And they said, "What do you mean?" They said, "I just want to know what number you're counting to, so I know when to get up. If it's 10, I got lots of time. If it's 3, I better get up quick." And they realized how bad a parent they were. Listen, I want to say, God comes in and he just, if we suffer, make bad decisions. And by the way, I want to say this. Just so you don't make foolish decisions, some decisions you make are going to plague you for a long time. And sometimes you'll have some suffering the rest of your life from it. Not that God's mad at you. It's just natural repercussions. If I go commit a felony, I'm going to be, God will forgive me, but I still have felony in my record, and it'll affect every job I apply for until I'm 80 years old. There's just things that you affect. If I go OD and mess up my mind some, you know, God will forgive me, but my mind's still messed up. That's why you don't make foolish decisions. But God's wrath isn't there anymore. But as far as God's wrath, God's saying, I'm punishing you. I'm spanking you. You don't know how many swats you get. How long will before God blesses me again? Now, all these people had hope. They said, "Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him." They knew God is going to bless them eventually. They knew God is merciful. They knew God won't punish us forever. God doesn't do that. But you don't know how long you have to suffer for bad decisions. You don't know how long when God's upset and spanking you, you're going to have to suffer for him. How long, O Lord? And fourth of all, how long will you not hear my prayer? Habakkuk chapter 1. And it's a hard book to find, but I'll just read it to you, verse 2. How long, O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out thee of the violence, and thou wilt not save. You know, this nation was under the judgment of God, and they said, Lord, how long before you can hear my prayer? Now, there's things in the Bible that say that makes us God not hear our prayers. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Husbands, treat your wives right, that your prayers be not hindered. There's things that stop us from getting answers to prayer. Sometimes there's just a time in life when God just says, I'm not going to answer your prayer for a while. And he just doesn't. Now, he might answer it later. Sometimes he answers your prayer, but it's a long time in the future. I mean, Lord, I want to get married. Poof. All right, we're at the altar. There she is. Good. Preacher's there. Awesome. Let's go. That's not usually the way it happens. If I could figure that out, I could market it and take some money on it. Things take a time sometimes. Sometimes God's going to answer your prayer in the future. Sometimes God says, I'm not hearing your prayer. I just know in certain periods of my life, and especially it's a lot of times depending on how I'm living and how close I am to God, it seems like, man, I pray and poof, there it is. Other times in my life where it just seems like, how long, Lord, am I going to hear my prayers for? Lord, okay, whatever I did or whatever's going on or why are you not hearing for me, I'm going to keep serving you, so let's just go ahead and finish this process. Because sometimes God doesn't hear prayers sometimes, amen? You ever had times like that where it seems like God's just not answering right now? Maybe he's not mad, just sometimes not answering. And you know what? Sometimes you don't answer the phone either. I hope. Like during church, or when you're with your pastor, or when you're with your spouse. You cannot answer those things, by the way. If it rings, it's not like it explodes if you don't push talk and put it to your ear. There are other things that can happen with those things. They can actually leave a message. And that's amazing. And so we don't know how long, O Lord, how long shall I cry and thou will not hear? What's the key to all this? The key is this, folks. It's real simple. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he heard me. You've got to trust God when you don't know how long you're going to suffer through a trial, how long you're going to be struggling with something, when God seems to be a little distant, when bad things happen, when somebody mistreats you and they just seem to be blessed for it and get away with it altogether. We've got to be patient enough to say, God is good, and I can wait patiently until God says it's, you know, I can pray, how long, oh Lord, is this going to last? Lord, I'm ready for you to stop this process. I'm ready for you to bless me. How long, oh Lord? I'm going to read you one more verse in Hebrews 11 of a person who is patient, and it's Moses. And he just waited, though it didn't go well for him for a while. Hebrews 11, 24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the sons of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured seeing him who is invisible. Listen, can I say this? If you're serving the Lord and you're not being blessed, if you're serving the Lord and you're not seeing the reward, just go to the Lord and say, hey, Lord, how long before I'm going to start seeing rewards for this? How long before you're going to meet me and deliver me from this temptation? How long? Pray that to him. That's fine. People in the Bible did it all the time. And then finish off with the confidence of, Lord, I know you're not going to cast me off forever as they did in the Bible. I know in the end you're going to hear my prayers and the wicked are going to be thrown to destruction. I'm going to be blessed. And I have other passages, Matthew 25. There's so many passages I got written down here. Let me turn to one more. Revelation. Let me just show you Revelation. In Revelation 6. Watch this. This is a beautiful one. And there's so many passages of this. Revelation chapter 6 and verse 9. And when we had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. This is so amazing. In heaven, here's the martyrs who were killed for God. And they're under the throne of God waiting there, and they're going to start talking to God about something. Watch what they bring up to God. And they cried with a loud voice and saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood upon them that dwell upon the earth? Isn't that amazing? They're in heaven in the end times saying, God, how long are you not going to avenge our blood that's been shed, that we are martyred for you? That's a spiritual thought. I think it's a spiritual thought to think, you know, I want everything to go great for people who've been wicked and hated God and hated me. I don't know that God thinks that way, or a lot of people in the Bible thought that way. Now, you pray for them, you love them, but you let God deal with them. And then watch in verse 11. Here's their reward. And white robes are given to each one of them. And it was said to them that they should get rest for a little season until their fellow servants, also their brethren, should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. God says, not yet. Got some more martyrs to make first. That's a how long, O Lord. Watching other Christians get their heads cut off for the mark of the beast, by the Antichrist. But yet, if you just wait, look at chapter 11. God says, all right, now time. I'm going to start this process now. Verse 18, and the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that bear thy name, both small and great, should destroy them which destroy the earth. So it's starting there. Revelation 16, verse 5 through 7. And I heard the angel of the water, and don't be bitter. I'm not saying be bitter. But, you know, God's going to fix everything. And I heard the voice, heard the angels in the water saying, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and which shall be, because thou hast judged thus. How did he judge? The sea became blood and all these other things that just happened. For they have shed the blood of the saints and prophets, that's why they're getting judged. And thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. God's pouring, God's doing it now, isn't he? He says, you shed my martyr's blood, here, the whole ocean's blood for you guys. And all and these rivers are going to become blood. Why? God's bringing justice in his time. How long, O Lord, they're praying? God says, this long. chapter 18 and verse 20. Babylon is destroyed, which had killed many Christians by this time. And it says, "Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her." 1 hour, the entire city is burnt up and roasted. So I say this, how long, O Lord? It's coming. God's going to bless you if you do right, if you stay faithful. How long, O Lord? Listen, we don't know. Things we do not know, we do not know how long. They were in heaven and they didn't know. You don't know. You know what you do? Lord, I'm getting out. I'm worn out. Lord, I need some help. How long before you're going to give me some blessings, before you're going to help me in this thing? Lord, how long, much longer I have to stay faithful to this thing? I'm going to serve you, Lord, but I'm getting weak. Fine, great. It's godly. Pray that way. But if you expect a 2 months, 6 days, 4 hours, 18 minutes, and 13 seconds, don't expect that. Because there's some things we don't know, and that's okay. That's okay. We know who's in charge. Are we there yet? We sound like two kids driving cross country sometimes, don't we? But God says, I know you're saying how long, and we don't know. So just trust the one who knows. Let's pray. Lord, help us to be restful in the fact that there are some things we don't know. In this particular thing, so many godly people in Psalms and in the end times, martyrs, didn't know, Lord. But we know whom we have believed. Help us to trust you and believe you. We love you. You're a good God. Help us to just wait patiently until we know. But Lord, help us also to ask you that, because we talk to you about our feelings, because we cast our cares upon you. Lord, please help us to be patient until then. Help us not to quit because we don't know, because it might last longer than we want. Please, Lord, you know what you're doing, so help us to trust you. In Jesus' name, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed.